This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is Tuesday here in the program. You know, and I noticed while I was off for a couple of days, I unplugged for a little bit there because you can only take so much, right? And you needed a break before we make this push towards the 8th of November. We have, what, 69 days left? We have basically 10 weeks to go. 10 weeks from today, I think, is what it is, until Election Day, November the 8th, 2016. Polling shows that Hillary Clinton has a lead, and I'm going to say, it's not as big as the national pollsters will tell you, but I will say it's probably about 3 points nationally. It's about 3 points here in Michigan. When you look at the Real Clear Politics average and it says it's 8, 9, 10 points, no, because some of that stuff dates all the way back to July. All the way back to July, and it doesn't make any sense. You can't trust, you know, polls that are a month old or more. Look at what's been going on in the last week. You'll see the trends because Hillary Clinton has been in a bunker for a week. Donald Trump's out there pounding the campaign trail, pounding on her for the Clinton Foundation, pounding on her in places asking for the African-American vote. A Pew Research poll just showed that I just read shows Donald Trump's support among Hispanics, 24% of registered voters that intend to vote, 24% support Donald Trump, 66% support Hillary Clinton, and the rest go to Gary Johnson. But here's the point. At 24% among Hispanic voters, Donald Trump has a stronger base of support in the Hispanic community than either Mitt Romney had or John McCain had. Now, that's impossible if you listen to the mainstream media because, you know, Donald Trump insulted people by saying rapists come from Mexico and so forth, which there have been criminals from Mexico that come here. In fact, an illegal from Honduras involved in a bus crash in Louisiana over the weekend that killed two, injured dozens more, driving a bus of volunteers to help with flood recovery in Louisiana, doesn't have a legal right to be in the country, doesn't have a driver's license of any sort, illegally driving a bus here illegally, rams into a fire truck, kills the fire chief in St. John the Baptist Parish and another guy in a car that he careened into, 37 more injured. And the fact of the matter is, if he had not been in the country, the accident would not have happened. If he had not been in the country, it would not have happened. And now here's a shock poll for you. The latest from the Los Angeles Times, just coming across the wire, Donald Trump +3. The Los Angeles Times, in their daily tracking poll, say Donald Trump has surged to a 3-point lead now. But it is almost comical how the American media will flock to any third-tier Republican willing to state that Donald Trump is not fit to be president. He's not fit. He's too much of a loose cannon. We can't trust him with a nuclear codes. Olympia Snow of Maine is about as Republican as Bill Milliken was a Republican here in Michigan, and that is to say pretty much not at all. Yet, like so many marginal members of the GOP, the media goes wild when they endorse Hillary. And I say, when they do such things, so what? Bill Milliken has supported Hillary Clinton. Bill Milliken has supported pretty much every Democrat I can remember for the last 10 or 15 years. So what? He was a rhino before rhinos were cool. Seriously, go back and look at Bill Milliken's administration. Talk about a big government Republican. It's also interesting to note that the incredibly unconservative Gerald Ford did exactly the same when he called Ronald Reagan unfit for the presidency in the middle of 1976 when Reagan was challenging him for the nomination. That's right, the president of the United States called his chief rival unfit to serve as commander-in-chief because of his lack of foreign policy experience. Funny, in retrospect, considering Reagan was the architect of destroying the Soviet Union. A nation people like Ford had almost no vision of how to deal with effectively. Reagan was clear that the Soviets were the enemy and he intended to do something about it. 4 years later, a pile of Democratic Southern governors, including a guy named Bill Clinton of Arkansas, called Reagan unfit for the presidency. Today, Reagan is considered by many on both sides of the aisle as possibly the best president of the 20th century and one of the very best of all time. Yet he was called by the sitting president at the time of his own party in 1976 unfit for office. My point is this. A bunch of people running around calling Donald Trump unfit to be president doesn't mean doodly squat. For the most part, there are people who are unable to admit that they are wrong about the hashtag never Trump clowns that they really are. Or it comes from those who truly believe America is a racist and unfair place. Morons like Colin Kaepernick. While I'm at it, the American media is fueling the ridiculous notion that Donald Trump is just too dangerous. He's too dangerous. He'll blow the world up. He's too dangerous to control the nuclear codes or even have access to them for that matter. Really?
But Steve, he says these terrible things and he shoots off in the mouth when if he had the buttons, he'll just blow us all up.
No, he won't. But take special note. The New York Times said Richard Nixon was very likely to get the United States into a nuclear war. That was written in the op-ed page of the NYT on the eve of his inauguration in January of 1969. Instead, Richard Nixon, though most of you probably don't know this, negotiated the greatest nuclear arms reduction deal in world history. That same paper, the New York Times and others, said Ronald Reagan was sure to drag us into World War III. In the end, Ronnie Reagan, bankrupted the Soviet Union without firing a shot. History is a wonderful thing when actually taught. I guess all the screeching that Trump is some sort of a madman that just cannot be trusted just doesn't make it true. Oh, and by the way, they were also telling us until yesterday he didn't have the courage to go speak to minorities directly in the inner cities. That, of course, until he scheduled a campaign stop in Detroit this coming weekend in a predominantly black church to talk about the problems created by Democrats over decades of out-of-control spending and destructive policies for the inner cities that have left so many in peril. The truth, by the way, without some sort of a spin, is something the media would be well advised to focus on going forward, because we will figure it out. Oh, and just to reiterate, moments ago, the Los Angeles Times tells us that Donald Trump has a 3-point national lead now with a 3,000-person sampling. 3,000 people. Yeah, Trump is growing. Clinton's numbers dwindling. It's the truth. It's not even Labor Day. 14 after on a Tuesday, you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.